Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, hello, hello, everyone. Welcome to the Empowering Ourselves Together Talk Radio. We have our special guest today, a special treat for you. Thank you, listeners and the guests, for being here and meeting us in this space at Empowering Ourselves Together Talk Radio. And I truly believe listeners out there, loyal listeners who follow the show and who support the show with all your comments and loyal listening, because I, you know, the show does its best to really bring you great content for inspiration and hope and all that great stuff. And I myself get inspiration and hope from the guests, and I learn, so I'm a fan of the show also, okay? Here at Empowering Ourselves Together Talk Radio, this is a space where we all come together in one accord to learn to take control of our lives. We come in this space together, you know, just to, you know, not let life take control of us, but to learn and promote taking control of our lives. And that's the mission of the show. Learning and promoting, taking control of our lives and not letting life take control of us. And that's why we have guests. You know, they're specially trained in certain areas such as relationships, health, career, you know, spirituality, mental growth. And that's what we do here, so that we can have the total package, what we call holistic wellness or well-beingness. And so that's the mission of the show. And the mission of the show is, you know, I like to keep it Christian-based, but for those that's not your thing, you know, to your higher power as you see them. You know, we're not a religious show, but I will let it be known on the show, you know, I am a follower of my Lord Jesus Christ, who empowers and leads me, and he does work and gives wisdom, because he walked the earth and his spirit is alive and he lives in us who welcome and believe. Okay, and that's the main mission of the show. And we do that by learning how to be our best self, best version of yourself, listeners. You know, we all have a best version of ourselves. Are you living the best version of yourself? Are you living below what you could be in your life, too? Is your life, you know, living below the standards, and it could be higher? Everyone's is different according to their status, you know, economically, and the supports and resources they have. But why not live your best? If you can have it, if you can, you know, what if you knew in your life, you know, and connected the dots, you can actually live above your means, mentally, physically, spiritually, financially, career-wise? What if you connected the dots and did your homework strategically and overcame barriers, and you could actually reach a heightened level than you were before? And that's what the aim of the show is, finding the optimization of our lives and living our highest, best self and version of ourselves. And lastly, you know, life is about feeling good, right? Enjoying the journey. And that's what we promote at Empowering Ourselves Together Talk Radio: hope, inspiration, encouragement, all that good stuff. Learning to have great outlook on life, even during the hard times. Because every day, the Bible says every day has its tests and trials. So we learn here through the guests different ways to optimize and you know, live the life to the fullest. Okay, enough about, and that's what we say of the show, so that's enough. And listeners, you know, we do this for us. I'm on the journey also. I'm fine-tuning. We all have areas where we want to work in, so that's where we bring us on today's guest. Okay, today's guest. Okay, let me give you the title, the episode of the title first. Check this out. Fit plus faith. Check it out. Fit plus faith with Dr. Melody Stevens. Okay, some background on her. She is a physical therapist and health coach. Okay. She has a doctorate in physical therapy, master's in sociology, graduated, Azusa, okay, Azusa Pacific University. She's the author of a book, blogger, radio personality, motivational speaker, health coach, you know, has her hat many different credits. She'll let us know more. And before we meet her, I like what she says. She says, the purpose and goal is to encourage you along your walk with Christ and pass on tips and fun, easy ways to take better care of your body. And I love how she's able to put that together with Christ and our physical health. All right, let's meet our guest here, Dr. Melody Stevens. Are you with us?
I am. Good morning, and thank you so much for having me.
Thank you for being here. Thank you for showing up. Listeners, all I can say is we're here, and she's shown that she wants to be here. So I thank our guest, Dr. Melody Stevens, for that. Okay, Dr. Melody Stevens, let the listeners know a little bit about, if you would, how you help people and what you do and how you help people.
Absolutely. So my mission is, well, you mentioned already that I'm a doctor of physical therapy, so I have a lot of knowledge about our body, and that's wonderful, and I love being able to help people in that way, but we can't deny that we also have the spiritual side of our lives, of who we are. It's just, it's made the way that we are, and so being a Christian, I couldn't hide that as well in what I do. And so I was like, how can I bring these two different worlds together to truly fulfill the passions that I have in life? And so I created Fit Plus Faith. And so I help people online with online health coaching, group coaching, and really just building a community of Christian women specifically, of helping them to find the easy ways that they can improve their health, lose weight, begin to implement healthier habits, be a better example of a healthy home for their family, and have a safe place and a safe online space to be open about being Christians and to be open about the way that God is moving in our lives every day. And so I bring those two things together with Fit Plus Faith, and it's been an awesome journey. It's been really exciting to help those people in that way and to really just fulfill my own personal callings as well.
Okay. Wow. And again, listeners, if you didn't, I love to paraphrase and summarize, and it helps me, you know, just really feel, you know, the beautiful work. When people do beautiful work and the creativity and how they help people, so that's so neat. When I was doing my research on what you do, I was like, okay, you know, and I started to really internalize, and maybe you can kind of help us with this, okay? Mm-hmm. And I know the listeners want to know this, okay? What is the connection between our health and our spiritual well-being, you know, with God? And, you know, how does that correlate? Because that's what I was about to elaborate, but I'm going to let you take guide on that, because it's very, that's what you do.
Yes, it is, absolutely. Yeah, and you know what's so interesting is a lot of people have not thought about putting those two things together, and that was really interesting to me when I was starting to do research and starting to survey different people and, you know, how do they feel, how strongly do they feel the connection between their physical body and how they treat their body and their spirituality? And it was so interesting to me because I just feel like, of course, those things go together. Like, they just should. They're part of who we are. But a lot of people don't see it that way. And that was fascinating to me. So I really feel like I've taken it on as part of my mission is to help people realize that these two things are absolutely connected to one another. Because what's so interesting, and especially for Christians, and I think this is why I felt so strongly about needing to put these two things together, because the Bible says that our bodies are the temples of the Holy Spirit. And, you know, we read that, we might know that, or we've heard that before, but when we look at our daily life and we look at our daily habits, we look at how we move, what we eat, are we really treating our bodies as they were a temple? Are we really doing that? I don't think a lot of us are because it's so easy in our society. We're so inundated with unhealthy food choices and unhealthy habits all around us, just cultivated by the society, that if you're not paying attention and if you're not diligent and if you're not deciding intentionally to go against the grain, then you will fall into this trap of basically really treating your body like crap. You know, if you don't make the intention to exercise on a regular basis to stay healthy, and if you don't decide that, no, I'm not going to have candy and soda, I'm actually going to go for whole food, you know, real food that comes grown from the ground, you know, and if you don't make an intention to be aware of that, it is so easy in our fast food society to be inundated with poor choices that then make our body not feel good. And then I can't think that you're actually treating it like the temple that God says that we should. And so to me, these things, it's like the way you treat your body is not because you're trying to treat it better so that God will love you more or anything like that, but it's so that you can, in your reverence, say that I'm taking it seriously, that the Bible says that my one body that I've been given is the temple of the Holy Spirit, and I want to treat it well, and I want to treat it to the best that I can because I love God so much. I want to show him that through the body that he's given me. And so that's really how I view it, and that's how I encourage other people to start taking those action steps to go against the flow of our society in general with its unhealthy patterns, and bring that full circle into an actual expression of our faith and our Christianity, specifically for Christians in general. So that's my take on it, and I think that when you make that mental shift, it's actually now easier to start treating your body better.
Okay. Now I know the listeners. Can you repeat that little mantra you said? Because that was a lot. And
it was.
Curious thinker, can you repeat that about the way to think about our bodies and our health and our eating patterns? You said
yes.
You said
absolutely. So I said that if we decide that we're treating our bodies as the temple of the Holy Spirit, as a reflection and reverence to God, we're showing him how much we love and respect the body that he's given us by treating it well. And so it's in being healthy, not just because, but it's because we're showing God that, yes, we love you and we want to treat the body that you've given us to the best of our ability.
We love you, Lord, so much. I love you so much that we're, and all the listeners are going to start. We ask that you open us up, open our minds up, because we love you so much, to give us the strength and wisdom to start treating these vessels as they were intended to be, to start treating them right in every aspect.
Absolutely.
Wow. If you don't know how, welcome him, and he has the power. That's the power of having a personal relationship with your Lord Jesus Christ. Those of you who that doesn't fit, it doesn't fit. This isn't convert you to whatever. Take it, listeners, how you want. Use what you can. But for those of us who are believers, we know it works. That's so powerful. Because I love you so much, I will, or show me if I cannot myself. I will start. I want to start to take better care of this body and live healthy and wow. Yes. Okay. Mental note, listeners, there you have it. That was a nugget for me. So we talked a little bit about what you do. You help others get aligned in their health, and that's connected, and it they get a better connection, you know, spiritually. Their bodies are cleaned out and all that good stuff. And you gave us that big nugget. So how do you – so exactly how do you do this? What tools do you use? Like if I came in for a meet and greet session or even started working with you, okay, how would that go down? How do you do what you do? What tools do you use, basically?
Yeah, absolutely. So basically, the tools that I use is really very simple as far as taking a look at somebody's current diet, you could say, or how they're eating or what their eating patterns are, and just starting to make little changes. You know, if we want to make lasting changes, we don't want to do a quick fix. We don't want to do something that's super drastic and extreme that we're going to lose a lot of weight really fast and then most likely gain it back because we never actually developed long-term habits. So a lot of my approaches, whether I'm doing online group coaching with the communities that I have online or whether I'm talking individually with someone, I really want to begin to look at how can we start making small changes that you can then assimilate into your daily life. And then when that becomes easy, now let's make another small change. And then when that's easy, so it's piece by piece helping somebody be aware of their habits, be aware of their choices, and then piece by piece, little by little, making adjustments and making changes to develop a habit, which a habit only is going to happen with repetition. And so when you make little ones, then when those get easy, you can take on something else. So it's really breaking it down and not doing something, you know, crazy, drastic, extreme that you won't be able to carry through long term, because what is the point of that? If you really want to make a change, you want it to stick and to last and to be beneficial for your body. So I really just start looking at what is their current daily habits and daily patterns right now, and then what are the little changes that we can begin to make. One of the biggest and easiest and quickest changes that someone can start to make for better health and to begin losing weight, if that's one of their goals, is literally looking at their sugar consumption and switching out sugary sodas and sugary fruit juices and sugary drinks in general, adding a lot of sugar to their coffee or whatever, switching that literally for water. And if you up your water consumption, it is the number one biggest and easiest change that you can start to make to start detoxing your body, flushing out all the toxins, helping your hormone levels balance better, be more hydrated, help your brain function better. All of this literally just from drinking more water and swapping your sugary drinks for water. So that's one of the quickest beginning things I have someone make a change. And then when that gets easy, then we just take it piece by piece into eventually a whole food diet, eating what God has provided for us, which is fruits and vegetables and meat. And that is all you need. You don't need anything processed. You don't need anything that's gone through a factory or from a drive-through window. You literally just need the food from the ground. That is the proper and best nutrition for our bodies to function. So that's a little snapshot about what I would do and what the approach that I have of helping somebody get healthier.
You said so much.
I know.
My body started to cringe. because I've seen so many no-nos in my life, and I'm pretty sure
you're
listening, you know. But I like what you said about taking small, making small changes, not nothing big, that would deter us. Just something small. You said you take like an evaluation about, you know, what are their current, you know, health, you know, lifestyle, health-wise, you know, and then making small changes and then go to another small change. I like that. And then...
Yep, and it's the easiest way to make a long-term change is by doing a lot of little changes over time.
And you said some easy-to-go things. Listeners, cut the sodas out. When I cut sodas out of my diet, this was about 6 months ago. I cut sodas out, and I lost 22 pounds. That was
no
like
way.
Yes. Yes,
that's
way.
That's awesome.
Months. I cut sodas out, and, okay, I did the water, and, and I was smiling because you said water, and I was drinking. They said 8, but I was drinking a lot more water. I might have drank, like, 2... I tried to do like the 4 to 8, the 8 whatever, but I was averaging 2 to 3. But that still helped me. Cutting sodas out, that did it.
Yes, so, and we recommend 100 ounces of water a day. So if you want to look at what your minimum amount of water that you should be drinking for your body is, typically take your weight and divide that number by 2. So if you weigh 150 pounds, you divide it by 2, 75 pounds. So you want to go for 75 ounces of water as your minimum. But we encourage 100 ounces of water a day to really up that even more, because the more water that you drink, when you're not flooding your body with additional sugary drinks, then it actually begins to lower the cortisol hormone, which that's our stress hormone, and that's the hormone that keeps our fat on our body. So if you up your water, you lower this hormone, which then allows body weight, you know, to start dropping and the pounds to start going away just naturally. But, yeah, shoot for 100 ounces as your goal.
Okay. Listeners, got that. There's a lot of great tips that she gave, and take advantage of that. Please do. You can check her out. You can get more from Dr. Melody Stevens, okay, at fitplusfaith.com. That's FITPLUS faith, FAITH.com. Check them blogs out. Like a lot of great content she's giving right now, they're in the blogs also, so you get a great resources. Okay, and at the end, towards the end of the show, we're going to talk about how you can contact Dr. Melody Stevens and more of what she's doing, any seminars and events, and other services she may offer. So we're going to give all that to you and our social media and all that stuff, okay? So just stay tuned. But we want to press on to some more information and get as much as we can out the doctor, okay? Listeners, I'm rooting for you. I'm trying to do it here, you know. But, of course, there's nothing else better than contacting her yourself, because we all have specific needs and goals, okay? But I'm going to try to get the basics out of her. So I'm with you. I'm rooting for all of us. Okay, now, I understand when I was doing my research on you, you said there are 10 easy ways, you know, to follow your fitness and your health. Can you give a bullet on a few ways that we can follow our fitness and our health? And you did already. Really, you kind of like already did a lot of things. But what are the 10 easy ways that you were expressing on one of the blogs you wrote? If you can give a snapshot of that.
Yeah, so the 10 easy ways is that's what you can get for free on the blog. So, yes, when people go to visit, then you'll see that and you can get that download for yourself. But one of the easiest ones, of course, is the water that we just said. But then if we go into the face part as well, it's simple things, too, that you need to be inundating yourself in your daily environment with positive and uplifting things, and that begins to change your mindset and your outlook on life. So one of the best things that I love is I love listening to positive music, positive radio, and so one of the links on my 10 easy ways is to listen to air1.com. That's my favorite if I had to point people in a specific direction, and they can go to air1.com and listen, but literally beginning to think, what do I even hear throughout the day? Like, what am I allowing into my ears and into my head throughout the day? And music is one of the biggest ones that if you start letting that be a positive influence and a positive source of music, instead of the regular radio that just has basically half commercials and then the other half is, you know, you don't know what type of messages are going to be coming through the songs. For me, that is controlling that environment of what I allow to come into my mind by what I hear and what I surround myself with is one of the biggest and easiest ways that you can start just having a better outlook on life and just feeling better throughout your day. And so listening to positive music is one. And then, of course, specifically for Christian readers and listeners could be, are you, you know, getting into the Bible every day? Are you reading that every day to allow that message to get in? And then if you're not a Christian, if you're not, then what type of other positive influences are you reading? So what are you listening to and what are you reading? And those two things together can already begin to make some big shifts to have less stress and feel more in control and just be happier all around. So those are a few of the tips that you'll get in that 10 Easy Ways download from the website.
Wow. Dr. Melody, I'm loving you right now because you are so in line with my philosophy. And speaking of philosophy, I kind of want you to elaborate on the Fit Plus Faith philosophy. But before that, the two things you named, the Bible as an outlet, and Air1.com. Now, I'm not familiar with Air One, but I am familiar with positive music.
Mm-hmm.
You know, music about God and, you know, and my Lord, and, you know, how, you know, you got artists sing songs of overcoming and, you know, I can make it. So all that does shift because it reinforces what the Bible's saying of faith and belief and who's really in control and who has wisdom over the affairs of our life. And that's basically what I got out of what you were saying, because the positive music, especially for a Christian, is going to reinforce who we know is in control, you know. And we don't have, as they say, we don't walk by sight, we walk by faith. And we can be assured that no matter what we see, we still have power, or the power that is within us. So, and then also the Bible, that's my belief system. I'm already trying to change my brain wiring from its limited conditioning on the way I see life and myself. You know, the Bible is so I love that. And I try to get, I really do get that every day. I can't stand without it. So, listeners, backtracking and piggybacking on what she said, get some positive, uplifting reading in your life, mainly for us Christians out there. Love that Bible to go along with your fitness and changing your life. They go hand in hand because of the scripture she quoted about the temple being, you know, the vessel for us God to use. As you know, this is a world about people. And, you know, we can't just stay on ourselves and our affairs. got a whole world out there, you know, and the world isn't going to change if we just stick on ourselves. We got to help others, you know, if we're able to. So that's what I'm getting. So beautifully put. You're just so in tune, and I'm getting a lot of nuggets from you. I feel like I should go in my piggy bank